Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Maybe Louisville and Virginia will beat each other up. This is Archansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. There are two ways to look at Carolina's first ACC tournament game Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. One way is that it's just too darn late to play basketball, which obviously the TV people don't care about because the dreaded number 3 seed has always been buried at the end of the day leading up to the title game. Second, the Tar Heels will be plenty rested to play since their special victory at Duke last Saturday, and whoever their opponent, that team will have been in a physical fight the night before. UNC plays the winner of Virginia-Louisville, a game between two opponents the Heels have beaten three times this season. This 74-58 win over the Cavaliers in January, when UVA was trying to figure out its revamped lineup after heavy losses from last year. And it was Carolina's first conference home game after a COVID-interrupted start to the regular season. A 6-3 month to find UNC as an inconsistent team before February began a run with only two losses, both shocking in their own way. The Heels survived the trip to Louisville in overtime and defeated the Cardinals in another close game in Chapel Hill. In between was the blowout at home to Duke and the stunning stinker against Pitt. The March 5th upset at Duke gave Carolina a 15-5 regular season record and sent it to Brooklyn with renewed confidence and momentum. However, the first game at the Barclays Center will not be easy. The Wahoos are much better than they were in Chapel Hill, having also won in Durham on the way to a 12-8 ACC record. Reese Beekman, who hit the winning shot at Duke, joins Leaky Black on the conference all-defensive team, and point guard Kahi Clark can get hot from outside, as he did in the narrow defeat to Duke in the Charlottesville rematch. Louisville, 6-14, is obviously smarting over two close losses to Carolina and handled Georgia Tech in Tuesday night's first-round game. Shooting guard L. Ellis is from Durham and would like nothing better than to beat his home state team. 7-footer Malik Williams gives the Cardinals the size to combat Amando Bacot and Brady Manick inside. Whoever the opponent, it will not be your typical quarterfinals game. This is Archansky. See ya.